The state of Alaska officially calls the continent's highest peak by the native name Denali. Mount McKinley, which is what the federal government calls the mountain, sits inside Denali National Park. So you can be forgiven if you mix up the names. Peggy Odell is the deputy director for operations at the National Park Service. She says if Congress wants to rename the mountain, go for it. No objections from her agency.
We don't object. If they choose to act, we will happily institute whatever decision they make.
Sailing through Congress won't be easy. This very exercise happened last year, as it has for decades, unsuccessfully. The business meeting of the National Parks Subcommittee cruised with few sparks. Colorado Democrat Mark Udall chairs the subcommittee, and as he was winding it down, he recounted that he actually climbed Denali, and he's okay with officially recognizing it as just that.
Senator Portman, I think, hails from, I know he hails from Ohio. I think President McKinley was an Ohioan, so we may have to work with Senator Portman to make sure that President McKinley continues to receive the kind of respect and attention that he deserves. But I think this is a suitable step we could take.
And almost on call, as Udall was saying that, the lone Ohioan on the subcommittee entered the room. Senator Rob Portman hadn't been seen yet, and he almost missed his chance to speak. So the ever-courteous Portman took the microphone, saying he wanted to talk about two of the 14 bills before the committee.
A memorial to commemorate the mission of the Peace Corps here in Washington, D.C. on federal land.
Okay, one down. The next must be about McKinley. Native son of Ohio, 25th president of the U.S., and Ohio's fondness for the Alaska Mountain, officially named for him.
We're also reintroducing a bill to allow a plaque to be placed on the World War II memorial inscribed with the words of Franklin Roosevelt, that he prayed with the nation on D-Day.
And that's it. No mention of Denali. For years, the Ohio delegation has routinely defended the Mount McKinley name, successfully. And the Alaska delegation has routinely failed in swaying them to give up that fight. This first move may look like a step in the Denali direction, but because of the numerous fails in the past, it's no sign things will be different this Congress. And if the bill manages to pass the subcommittee, whole committee, and full Senate, it goes to the House, which is led by Speaker John Boehner, who hails from the great state of Ohio. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.